want to kind of give some information on.
Steve Keaton Construction, this is Pam.
Hi Pam, is Steve around?
He's not. Can I take a message?
Yeah, no problem. Do you have a pen?
Yes.
Alright, my name is Julian. And I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff. It's C-A-R-D as in dog, I-F-F as in Frank Frank. And my direct line. Let me know when you're all cut up.
I'm ready.
All right, it's 858-779-0931. Does he have like a CFO or controller or someone like that around that handles some of the decision making?
No.
No, it's just him pretty much, huh?
Unless it's me.
I'm sorry?
Unless it's me.
Okay, maybe you can help me. Do you know if he has plans to bring on any new equipment or anything like that for the summer? We sent him a pre-approval based on his history with U.S. Bank Equipment Finance. So it looks like he did some equipment financing before, maybe a couple years ago. So maybe they'll have something I can help you guys with.
No, I don't think so. He just bought a scissor lift, but I think we're just going to get a bill and pay for it in full, I think is what he told me.
Gotcha. Did you guys just acquire it recently?
Yeah, I haven't even got billed for it yet.
Man, bad timing. I should have spoke with you guys a couple weeks ago or something, huh?
Yeah, he pays for it. Unless it's something big, then he'll do a payment thing or something. So
I gotcha. Yes, some of the equipment vendors have their own like in-home financing sort of thing. But I might be able to get you guys a better rate. If he hasn't even got the equipment yet, I might be able to get you guys on like some sort of payment plan, because I know those things are really expensive. So instead of, you know, spending all your cash on it.
I think he already has the piece of equipment. I just haven't received any of the paperwork.
I gotcha. Are you part owner? Is he 100% owner?
He's 100% owner.
I gotcha. Maybe there's something I can help you guys out with in the coming months. Do you know if he has plans in the future on, like, expanding or anything like that?
You know, it's hard to tell with him. I hope he doesn't, because I'm trying to get caught up on some other things, and the equipment's not a priority for me as the bookkeeper. But, you know, he thinks differently than I do. He thinks, well, I need this because it's going to help me make more money. So that's always what...
Conflict of interest
like,
between
whatever, but I don't want to spend it, so just quit it.
Well, we also do working capital financing. So that's the equipment side I was talking about, but working capital is just an unsecured cash loan. So maybe if we put you know, $200,000 cash loan in his account.
No, I don't need that. I don't need that either. I have a credit line, and I don't like using it, but anyway. So
we definitely don't want you guys to switch banks or anything like that. In fact, we're not a depository lender. We strictly do lending. So maybe I can be a secondary source of financing for you guys if he ever has a need in the future.
Right.
So I gave you my information, right?
Yeah, I have my name and number here. So
okay, perfect. Can I follow up with you guys with an email, maybe just so he has my information on file? I won't spam you guys.
Right.
No, I promise.
I'll keep this in my drawer. That's the easiest way for me to find it if I need it.
Perfect.
Is I'll keep it with my like deposit slips and that kind of thing.
Okay, cool. And what is your name again? I'm sorry.
Pam,
okay. Is it okay if I follow up with you guys? Maybe at the end of the summer, maybe I'll catch you at the right time when you have a financing need.
Yeah, sure. Give us a call.
Cool. Okay. Hey, Pam. I really appreciate it. Glad we got to have a chat. All right.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Have a good day.
Bye. You too.
Bye-bye.